Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Ever hear of pay for performance? Due to rising healthcare costs, insurance companies are looking for an effective way to get doctors to make patients healthier. Other industries, like business corporations and education, had successfully used pay for performance to improve quality. Unfortunately, healthcare quality is a secondary concern with fee-for-service incentives. The insurance company will give the doctor a budget for each patient, and the doctor will earn more by cutting costs and by meeting certain quality goals, like controlling blood sugar or high blood pressure in patients. Insurance companies feel that by getting doctors off the volume treadmill, they will ultimately do more for the doctor-patient relationship and improve healthcare for the patient while cutting overall costs. As most of you know, we have reported many times in past issues of the Health News about the benefits of vitamin D. The question that has come up many times is with dermatologists recommending sunscreen for everyone every time you go out in the sun. Is it possible that wearing sunscreen might interfere with the synthesis of vitamin D? The simple answer is yes. Studies have found that by blocking ultraviolet rays, sunscreen limits the vitamin D we produce by 10%. However, more recent studies show that people typically do not apply enough sunscreen to get its full effects, which in turn might allow some sunlight through, so that the effect may be negligible. According to the National Institutes of Health, it does not take much sunlight to produce adequate amounts of vitamin D, perhaps as little as 30 minutes of daytime exposure twice a week, without sunscreen, that is. And when I come back, we'll take a look at the risk between smoking and multiple sclerosis and whether testing the PSA for prostate cancer in older men is really necessary.
Luck of the Irish. It's not bad luck when we get sick. Germs don't catch us. We run our bodies down, which makes us more susceptible to diseases and infirmities. Losing one's health is a result of poor lifestyle choices. Keep your nervous system and immune system in top shape. Call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
According to the American Academy of Neurology, young people that start smoking before the age of 17 have a greater risk of developing multiple sclerosis, or MS. The research looked at 30,000 young people and divided those with MS into three groups: non-smokers, early smokers, smokers who began before age 17, and late smokers, those who started smoking at 17 or older. Early smokers were 2.7 times more likely to develop MS than non-smokers. Late smokers did not have an increased risk for the disease. More than 32% of the MS patients were early smokers, compared to 19% of the people without MS. And for our last story, a study out of Johns Hopkins looks at the value of testing the PSA, or prostate-specific antigen, in men over 75. According to the study published in the Journal of Urology, the standard screening test for prostate cancer, although of value for certain age groups, is of little value for men over 75, where the risk of dying from prostate cancer is very low. According to the study, eliminating testing that has no effect on mortality rates would be a great cost savings. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. By 60 years of age, 60% of men and 40% of women will snore. If you've ever been kept awake by a snoring loved one, you know the sound can be deafening. Normal snores average about 60 decibels, the noise level of normal speech. Intense snores can reach more than 80 decibels, the approximate level caused by a jackhammer breaking up concrete. and that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.